This is the Texas Standard.
In our spotlight on health, a focus today on type 2 diabetes. It's a disease the CDC says 40% of Americans will develop, but the risk is even higher among Hispanics. Up to half are expected to get it. Little surprise, perhaps, that in Texas, the region with the highest prevalence of diabetes includes the Rio Grande Valley. That's where Kristen Cabrera is from, and this report originally prepared for WHYY's The Pulse. She looks at diabetes in her own family.
In the pack is my little kit. That's the glucometer, the test strips, and the pen needle that pricks my finger.
That's my dad. It's a little after 7 in the morning, and before he goes to work, he checks his blood sugar.
I just pricked my finger to get the blood out, and now I'm going to swipe it over the tester. 154, so went down from 203 to 154 overnight after I injected 60 units of sugar. That's still pretty high, but that's not bad. I mean,
as long as I can remember, my father has had diabetes, and he's not the only one.
Hi, baby.
All 7 of my father's siblings have type 2 diabetes.
My name is Macario Cabrera Jr.
My name is Blanca Cabrera.
My name's Ari Cabrera.
Hello, I'm Adam Cabrera.
I've had diabetes since
99, I believe.
Maybe in 2000.
In 1996.
And my father.
Oh, my name is Aaron Lee Cabrera, and I'm the oldest. I was diagnosed with diabetes in 1996.
The American Diabetes Association recommends most people get screened around age 45. In my family, people typically get diagnosed around age 37.
And it's funny listening to all my brothers and sisters saying when they're diagnosed, it's like we all got diagnosed around the same time.
My Theo Edgar has had diabetes for 18 years. My tia Yvette had it for 10 years, but she got weight loss surgery, and now she doesn't have it anymore. Theo Eliud, the baby brother of the bunch, was diagnosed with diabetes in 2002. He lived for 5 years before he died of colon cancer. Honestly, no one in my family knew there was a connection between colon cancer and diabetes. One study found patients with diabetes and colon cancer live about 5 years less than people who don't have diabetes. That's not the only health problem my family has because of diabetes.
My blood vessels, I was bleeding from the back of the eye, in other words.
I also have bleeding in my eye.
And that's when he told me that I had a lot of lacerations inside my eye.
Now I've got also diabetic retinopathy, which is it's like the blood vessels are bursting in the back of your eyeball.
It's a scary complication, but one of the many that we've all gotten used to dealing with as a family. Still, we really weren't prepared for when my grandmother's health started spiraling after one small cut.
She had a fall, and she cut her toe, and we did not know that she had cut her toe when she fell.
The wound got worse and worse, and it began to sink in for my dad and the rest of the family. The daily drop-ins wouldn't be enough to take care of her anymore. She needed 24-hour care in a nursing home.
Mom already had like 3 falls in 1 week, and we had to call EMS because we could not lift her up. She was so heavy. And her doctor came in, and they decided that they're going to really need to amputate some toes. So after a week, then maybe 2 weeks, they saw that her gangrene had not stopped. And so they figured they had to remove her left leg up to her knee, and that's what happened eventually.
That is the scariest thing to see.
Yeah.
You know, like at the hospital, I work at the hospital, and I had to ask the doctors, do not let me see Mom's foot. It scares the crap out of me.
We all know that we don't want to go that path. As we saw how Mom went, you know, suffered, and that's agonizing.
What's the best way to determine why Mom went through that? She didn't take care of herself properly. She was always taking insulin. Janie was always helping her with the insulin.
She wasn't active. She was not active.
That's the one
okay,
thing.
That would probably be.
She was not active at all.
She used to walk.
Yeah.
She used to walk.
I don't know what happened. Just one day,
Mom just stopped.
Mom
went downhill really after Elu died.
She
didn't care after that.
Ultimately, my grandmother's complications led to heart failure. She died in January of 2016, and her death affected all of us. I wondered, would her passing be a warning to my aunts and uncles? Take control of your diabetes!
Seeing what Mom and Dad were going through and, you know, it was hard. And it was very depressing, I guess. And I guess because of that, I wasn't taking care of myself. So now that Mom and Dad are gone, you know, and they're in a much better place, now I have to focus on me.
It's like, you know, we all saw Mom and Dad go through this. We've all thought the same thing. We've even talked about it, you know. And for me personally, and from what I heard from my brothers, we're just exhausted. We're so tired. And I wish I had more energy, you know.
My family is hardly alone in the struggle with diabetes. The Texas Department of State Health Services says more than 1 million Texans have been diagnosed with the disease, and another 500,000 are estimated to have it but don't know it yet. African Americans and Hispanics are more likely to develop diabetes, especially those of Mexican descent like us. Though the rate of my dad's side of the family is pretty close to 100%, it's not something we've ever talked about much. This family gathering helped everyone connect the dots a bit, that caring for yourself, your body, your emotions, it all matters when you're trying to live well with diabetes. I'm Kristen Cabrera for the Texas Standard.